Marine science was the most popular class at Waianae High School in the 1990s. Why? Because the classroom was a 45-foot-long double-hulled canoe named Eala.
The way I stayed in school was because of the canoe. Was one way to stay connected in a way, yeah.
Sam Kapoi represented the Waianae community on Hokulea's 3-year worldwide voyage. He now co-captains Waianae's voyaging canoe Eala and helps run the Eala Voyaging Academy.
With the canoe, you can learn everything. Yeah, you can learn your science, your math, your geography, biology, oceanography, technical sailing, speed sailing. I mean, everything.
Eala was inspired by the historic voyage of Hokulea in 1976. The successful voyage from Hawaii to Tahiti proved ancient Polynesians could have navigated more than 2,500 miles of open ocean without nautical instruments. While the voyaging canoe was in active use in the 90s, Eala has been stuck on land for nearly 2 decades.
After 2001, she sat on land for about 10 years because of financial issues and insurance and whatnot.
Kaina Nakane Aloha co-captains the canoe and is overseeing efforts to refurbish her.
And in that time, through water rot and termites, we had to take her completely apart, back down to just a shell and rebuild her.
Over the past 6 years, the community was able to secure a home for Eala at the Waianae Boat Harbor and successfully raised funds for the refurbishing work.
The same process that we did with Hokulea in making her lighter, faster, and stronger, we want to do the same thing to Eala.
Nakane Aloha himself was first introduced to voyaging on board Eala as a student at Waianae High School. He's committed to ensuring Eala can inspire the next generation of voyagers coming out of Waianae.
Just her name alone, her name Eala, to rise. Yeah, the reason for her name is hoping that anybody that came in contact with Eala would have that feeling, that wanting to rise up, to take their place in their household as a person and in their community, in this island, in the world.
For HPR News, I am Kuvehi Hiraishi.